Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. I'm Matt Halloran, your host. Today, we have a return guest. And if you've noticed, the people that we have back on the podcast come on the podcast for a second, third, fourth time because of, one, their first podcast was flipping awesome. And secondly, they're offering something that is truly unique and different. And as a marketing and branding and communications media company, we truly believe that we want to put those ideas out into the marketplace. And Mike Thurman, the co-founder of White Glove Workshops, is back with us again today. And he's going to talk about the top three strategies for hosting a successful seminar. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Matt. And thank you for having me on the show again.
You have done so many seminars. This is your bailiwick. This is your wheelhouse. Let's talk about what are the three main things that you know that if advisors do this, that they're going to be way more successful?
Well, the top three in my mind are, and we'll dive into it deeper, but the first one is plan out the process. We always talk about clients as financial advisors. You know, they never plan to fail. They just fail to plan. So that's a big one. Secondly, we're all about education. So we want our hosts or people who hosts our events to possess the heart of a teacher. So that's the second one. And then the third one, and this is huge, is you have to have a strong opening at your workshop and you have to have a strong finish at your workshop.
So let's talk about the planning process. I interviewed a gentleman named Joe Lucas, who's a business planning coach. And we always joke about how, you know, some of the greatest financial planners in the world, they don't have a plan. They understand the importance of the plan for everybody but themselves. So how do you help them plan this process out?
Exactly, Matt. The very first step and a very important step is to find a proper venue. And keep in mind, our workshops are educational in nature, so we want to choose neutral territory. In other words, we want educational facilities. We want libraries. We want community colleges. We want community centers. That's real important. Oftentimes, advisors would like to do workshops at the conference room in their office, and we've never had much success doing that. It's not neutral territory. It's not an educational facility. Therefore, it's not a real good idea to do it in your office. We also advise against hotels. We advise against restaurants for educational seminars. Now, if you're doing a food workshop, obviously a restaurant is proper for that. But 95% of our events are educational, and thus we recommend they be at a library. The next step is conceiving and creating and deploying an effective marketing strategy that aligns with the presentation you plan on giving. That's really, really important. And once you've figured out what you want to say, the deployment and targeting must be strategic. And this is where we would recommend people to get away from old-fashioned snail mail and delve into digital marketing because it can be much more strategic and much more targeted.
Let's talk about not having it at a restaurant. So when people think of seminars, a lot of times, Mike, they always talk about, you know, dinner workshops, plate liquors. You know, gosh, my cost is so exponentially is so much higher. Does this system with the educational function, which really moves us right into the process, the heart of a teacher, which is your second major strategy, how do you get resistance for them not doing the dinner thing, or do they seem to be relieved?
A lot of advisors are ready to get away from dinner workshops. And, you know, up until this point in their career, they tend to believe that this is the only way to attract people to their workshops. But we have found the exact opposite to be true. And doing educational seminars is actually a relief for your potential attendees, because now they can go to that library where that presentation is going to be, and they don't feel pressure. They don't feel like they're being or going to be sold anything. So we really like the neutral territory. And as long as your seminar is educational and there's no selling or over promoting of yourself, you're going to fulfill the marketing promise that we put in our marketing. And that's going to be beneficial for your attendees.
So let's move to that second point, the process, the heart of a teacher. And how do you get advisors to make that switch, man? I mean, you know, when they're in seminars, I've sat in these before, Mike. There's sell, hook, 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 call to action. You're really changing the paradigm here, not to sound cliche, but you really are. Elaborate, please.
Well, we've always referred to it as promotion through non-promotion. If you give your attendees a lot of quality, valuable, free educational information, they're going to be actually quite thankful. And, you know, at a food workshop or a dinner workshop, sometimes folks will set an appointment with you just out of guilt, because there's this reciprocity between you and your attendee. Hey, I bought you a steak. You know, now it's time to sign up for an appointment. What's beautiful at these educational workshops that we conduct is if you do a really, really good job at providing them with quality information, information they've never heard of, and they're really learning something at your class, they're extremely thankful and they're eager to come in and meet with you because of all that valuable information that you gave them. So that's, you know, that's really, it's way different, as you alluded to. It's way different than a dinner seminar. And sometimes for our hosts to make that transition from a dinner workshop to an educational workshop, it can be a little difficult.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about true emotional reciprocity instead of guilt-based reciprocity, right? Man, that's genius.
That's exactly it, Matt. And the key is the information you're giving them, right? If it's, you'd be surprised what attendees don't know about their money and about finances in general. And just basic things like 59 and a half withdrawals. And, oh, did you know you can take money out of a 401k post age 55 for early retirement without a 10% penalty in most plans? You know, little things like that, that as advisors, we all take for granted. We just automatically think everybody knows all these rules, but they don't. And when you deliver that quality information and do it in a non-salesy way, you're just giving them good information. They're extremely thankful for that.
Let's talk about stories. The greatest teachers I ever had in college or even in high school were always telling stories. Do you help advisors with personalizing the educational workshop?
We certainly do, Matt. And we also work with seminar mastermind Frank Maselli, that, you know, anyone who uses White Glove Workshops has free access to Frank Maselli and all his online information that he has out there. You know, I can give you a quick one I used to do.
I would love that. And I just want to say very quickly, I'm a huge Frank Maselli fan. So that's, I didn't know you did that. That makes me super happy. Yeah, tell us one of yours.
Every seminar I used to open up with this story, and what I would tell the attendees is that one of the things I think you'll find after completing this workshop is that this is probably one of the best things you've ever done in your life. And that's a really strong statement, but one of the reasons I would say that is because at the end of each workshop, people would actually come up to me and tell me that. And on this one particular evening, I opened it up the exact same way I did. I would say, you know, one of the things I think you'll find after completing this workshop is that this is probably one of the best things you've ever done in your life. And a gentleman came up to me at the break and he said, Mike, he said, I'm really enjoying the class and I'm looking forward to the amount of time that we're going to spend together the rest of the workshop. But I just want to let you know, one of the best things I've ever done in my life is get married. And so I thought about that. And I had another class the next night, and I came out and I decided to change what I said. I said, you know, one of the things I think you'll find after completing this workshop is that this is probably one of the best things you've ever done in your life besides getting married. And there was this is a true story. There was a couple right in the front row, and the wife leans over to the husband and loudly says to the husband, so everybody in the room can hear, honey, let's get out of here. If he's comparing it to that, then I don't want any.
That's fantastic. Wow.
And, you know, I don't think it's that funny of a story, but the whole room would burst in laughter. And it's not even my original story. I copied that from somebody, but I made it my own story. And that's, you know, that's really important when you're doing a workshop. It doesn't have to be your own story, but you got to make it sound like it is your own story. I had plenty of my own stories, that was just a good one to open up the seminar with. It got a few chuckles. It broke the ice. And, you know, I think that's critically important when doing a workshop, is to break the ice.
Well, and I think people don't understand, and we coined this term, we didn't coin this term, but we used to use this term a lot. It's called edutainment, right? It's the opportunity to be educational and entertaining at the same time. And that's really where you go from being a good teacher to a great teacher.
Exactly. And humor can be a little risky. So it's something that you have to practice. It's something that you have to be completely comfortable with. And but when done properly,
go.
It endears your attendees to you. People generally invest, will only generally invest with people they trust. And if they don't like you, they're not going to trust you. So humor can be a very useful tool in getting the attendees to like you. And that's the first step towards building trust.
So embodying and possessing the heart of a teacher, and also making sure that you have a good plan going into the seminar itself. Something that Frank Maselli said, I own Frank's book, Seminars, what is it? The Complete Emotional Dynamic or something like that. I can't remember the exact title of the book. And I loved it. I've given it to coaching clients when I was a coach for many, many years. And one of the things that he even has some videos on is the opening and closing. Would you mind talking about those?
Well, it's very important to have a strong opening, something that can break the ice. Everyone that shows up at your workshop is anxious. And in order to lessen that anxiety, that strong opening is really, really important. And everyone who uses White Glove Workshops has access to every single one of Frank Maselli's strong openings, as well as his strong closings. And one of the things Frank will let you know is, as good as you think all the middle part of your workshop is and all the great information you gave them, the reality is by the time they get to their car in the parking lot, they have forgotten better than 90% of what you taught them. But what they remember are the first 7 seconds of that workshop, and they're going to remember the last 30 seconds or so of that workshop. So it's critically important to have a strong opening and a strong close.
Something else that you talk about is aligning yourself with the topic. How do you align yourself with this education topic without coming across as being salesy?
At the very beginning of the workshop, I let everybody know that my day job is being a financial advisor, but my passion is education, and that's why I'm here this evening, is to share some of my knowledge in my day job to all of you.
Got it. I love, and people can tell your passion. One of your other points, Mike, that I love, because I've seen this happen with an advisor that I worked with here in Michigan, that he tried desperately to be funny, but he had no comedic timing. and he was so deadpan, nobody laughed at any of his jokes. You do talk about humor can work well, but only if you're really, really comfortable with it. Are there any other things that you tell advisors to shy away from unless they're really comfortable with it? I'll give you an example, like statistics or telling, being a storyteller about an existing relationship with a past client or a client who's going on now. I mean, you've done so many of these. Are there any other things that you say, hey, people should shy away from? Or do you say, hey, just lay it all out?
As advisors, a lot of us tend to have a fondness for numbers and charts and graphs. And I can't say it strong enough. Never use a chart or a graph or numbers in your presentation. Your audience is going to become disconnected to you, and they're going to lose their attention to the presentation. I think that's huge.
You know, Mike, if there's one thing out of all of the things that you've said that I hope every advisor who's listening to this implements, it's that right there.
Yeah. And you probably wouldn't be surprised as to the number of people that love those things and have them in their presentation.
I have been in the audience, my friend, and seen so many pie charts, bar graphs, trend lines, even candlesticks. And I've been doing this for a long time, and it makes me go blind. Now let's talk about the closing. Because you have some very powerful, what you refer to as a pro tip when it comes to closing.
Yeah. The one pro tip to closing is to never end your seminar with question and answers. How I handle questions is I tell them right at the very beginning that we welcome questions, and we'll get to as many questions as time allows. But I may need to, you know, after we get two or three questions in a row, I may say something like, you know, to conserve time, I'm not going to, you know, we need to move along. And what I do is I make myself available at the end of the workshop to come up and ask me any questions that I wasn't able to answer during the workshop. We just want to be able to start on time and end on time.
Now, I'm assuming that you do that not only to make sure that you're being punctual, but you also do that because it gives you the opportunity to have a one-on-one interaction with those people. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. I want folks to come up to me at the end of the seminar and engage with me and ask me questions. And during the seminar, I don't want to lose control of the audience. It's very easy during a seminar. There'll be one or two attendees at almost every seminar that just want to sit there and have a one-on-one conversation with you. And that's a good moment in time to say, hey, that's a really good question, you know, to conserve time and make sure we end on time this evening. I want you to hold that question until after the seminar and you can come up and we can talk, but I need to get on to the next section here. So it's a polite way of saying we need to kind of move along. And it's really important at the beginning of the seminar to set those expectations ahead of time and let them know that you may, you know, have to keep things moving, and I might not be able to answer all your questions during the workshop, but I'm going to make myself available at the end of the workshop.
So we especially focused on the top three strategies. So planning out the process, possess the heart of a teacher, and open strong and finish strong. But you have unbelievable depth of resources. Would you mind talking a little bit more about the resources that you have for people who use the White Glove workshops? And also, if you don't mind, why don't you give us some updates on what's going on with White Glove since the last time we talked?
Sure. As I mentioned, everyone who is a White Glove workshop customer, they have unlimited access to Frank Maselli. As an example, he'll even critique your workshop. So you can tape your workshop, send it to him, and he'll critique it for you, which I think is priceless, and it's invaluable, and it's helped hundreds of our hosts already. Each White Glove customer also is assigned to a seminar coach who can also help you and ensure success throughout your seminar process. And then what's new at White Glove Workshops? We have a lot of new things going on at White Glove Workshops. Probably the biggest, best new thing we have going on is what we call our PEN program. In other words, that stands for Post-Engagement Nurturing Program. So up to this point, White Glove Workshops has done everything to help advisors up until the day of the workshop. And that's where we, in the past, dropped the mic, we're done. Now all the follow-up is up to you. And with the PEN program, you still want to follow up with people, obviously, that request an appointment, but there's no shows. There's people that showed up at your class but didn't request an appointment. That's who the PEN program is for. And we are going to be following up with all of those no-shows, all of those folks who didn't request an appointment, even those folks who requested an appointment but never showed up for their appointment. We are going to follow them around the internet. We're going to send them content. We're going to engage with them, all with the purpose of trying to get another appointment on your schedule and as many appointments from that workshop as possible to increase your ROI from that workshop as much as we possibly can. And it's we've set off the first stage of the rocket so far. It's going to continue to become more and more robust, but it's already putting appointments on advisors' books that otherwise wouldn't have actually got those appointments. And it's probably the thing that we're most excited with here at White Glove. It's free right now through the end of the year. We're estimating the cost of that to be about $175 a month in 2019. We're also introduced our Platinum membership program, which also has a ton of perks, discounts, and VIP offerings. It's $2,900 if you purchase it by December 31st. It goes up to $3,900 next January. And that includes the PEN program as part of the Platinum package. So there would be no additional fee for the PEN program associated with that. It includes a price lock. So it guarantees 2018 prices for 2019, and there's a ton of other perks. You can go to our website, www.whitegloveworkshops.com, to get more details on the Platinum membership.
All right, Mike. Well, I have a big favor to ask you here. So what happens if somebody listens to this podcast in February, and so they miss out on that December 31st, 2018 deadline for the Platinum membership? Would you mind being incredibly generous to our listeners and honoring that $2,900 instead of the $3,900 as of January 1st?
Absolutely, Matt. They just have to mention this podcast. Woo-hoo! And we'll give them that price.
Yay! All right. You're awesome, dude. I really appreciate that. So if somebody wants to reach out to you and find out a little bit more about White Glove Workshops, what's the best way for them to reach out?
They can call us at 844-949-9497. They can visit us at our website, www.whiteglovesworkshops.com. They can also follow us on Twitter at WhiteGloveWS. And they can search White Glove Workshops on LinkedIn and Facebook and follow all of our company pages.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate it. You're always a wonderful guest. Seminars are something that we get asked about all the time. And what you guys have created, and especially with your clients' access to Frank Maselli. If you don't know who Frank Maselli is, he changed the seminar game. He is an unbelievable amount of knowledge, just like Mike. Their whole team at White Glove Workshops really does some amazing things. I'm going to sum up just a couple of the major points here, and then I want to just add one other piece. But number one, if you're going to try to host a successful seminar, make sure that you have a really good plan. Research the location. Follow the steps that White Glove is going to ask you to follow, because they truly are the experts. Number two, don't sell, teach. If you go in and you're have that educational nurturing, I want to share my information with you, it's going to be much more well received. It will disarm those clients much faster. And you're going to start building a trusting relationship instead of an antagonistic relationship where they try to set an appointment with you because they feel guilty because either you bought them dinner or whatever. And last but not least, make sure you open very, very strong and close very strong. Because as Mike said, that's what they're going to remember when they get in the car on the way home is that first impression and that last impression. If you are doing seminars right now, one of the greatest things that you can say, especially in your closing, is we continue to provide education to our people just like you. All you have to do is subscribe to our podcast. Now, this isn't something that White Glove does, but this is something that we do here at Top Advisor Marketing. It's just another great way to continue to drip on these people and continue to build that relationship, build that trust, and show that you are truly educational at heart. It's a very, very wonderful way to launch 2019 and have it really be your best year ever. So, Mike, thank you very much for your thought leadership today.
Thank you, Matt. It's been a pleasure.
And we just got done interviewing Mike Thurman for the second time, the co-founder of White Glove Workshops. If you want to do seminars, White Glove is the seminar workshop system for you. I have had clients use White Glove. Kirk has had clients who've used White Glove. They are really, really, really happy. In fact, one of my old clients said that this workshop series and what he did when he signed on to White Glove was the difference that made him a $1 million producer. Now, I'm not making any guarantees. Well, actually, I can make guarantees because you know what? I'm not regulated by compliance. But if you do the work and you do it well, your probability of becoming a $1 million producer is a lot higher when you're using a proven system with great research behind it and a great team. So for everybody at White Glove Workshops, this is Matt Halloran from Top Advisor Marketing. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below and make sure you mention this podcast when you call 844-949-9497 because you will be able to continue to get that $1,000 discount off the Platinum membership. We will see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best-kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by iris.xyz. A platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.